In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Trump has declared a state of disaster in Nebraska, which allows federal assistance to flow to that state as it recovers from devastating flooding. Floodwaters caused an estimated $1.4 billion in damage to that state. More than $500 million worth of damage was to infrastructure, to the state's highways, levees, water treatment facilities. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that the flood's effects will be with the state for a long time.
Even if Nebraska gets every penny it needs, it will never look the same, according to Mike White with the state's Emergency Management Agency.
Because there are bridges that are gone, there are dams that are gone, there are levees that are gone.
The floodwaters have literally redrawn the map of the state, according to Jenny Campana with the Nebraska Department of Transportation.
The rivers have changed the course of where they flowed before, in some case widened or just changed directions altogether.
When it comes to rebuilding infrastructure after a disaster like this, the process isn't just expensive, it takes a long time. Erwin Redlener with Columbia University's Center for Emergency Management has looked at the long-term effects of disasters. He says even when the money is made available, there are decisions to be made, like whether to build levees and what kind.
So even before we get to the actual building, there will be the political discussions and priority setting that there'll be lots of wrangling about.
Meanwhile, Nebraska officials are expecting more flooding. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.